From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Libya calls for an end to a global arms embargo. Libya Wednesday appealed to the UN Security Council to lift a four-year-old arms embargo so authorities there can fight a growing Islamic State presence. The appeal came after Sunday's release of a video showing IS committing the mass beheadings of 21 Egyptian Coptic Christians. Libya's Foreign Minister Mohamed El-Dairi told the 15-member council his country needs a decisive stance from the international community to lift the embargo so the army can deal with what he called this rampant terrorism. Speaking via teleconference from Libya, UN envoy Bernardino Leon told the council a political solution is the only answer.
Defeating terrorism in Libya can only be achieved through the political and institutional determination of a united Libyan government, which will need the strong and unequivocal support from the international community in confronting the myriad challenges facing Libya.
The UN envoy suggested his indirect talks between the country's rival factions could produce positive results soon. Nigeria's military says its forces killed more than 300 Boko Haram militants and retaken several towns, including Monguno, on the shores of Lake Chad this week. The figure could not be independently confirmed. Nigeria has been joined by forces from Chad, Cameroon, and Niger in pushing back the Islamist militant group, which has engaged in a bloody five-year campaign in northern Nigeria to create an Islamic caliphate. Meanwhile, reports from southeastern Niger say at least 20 were killed after an unidentified plane dropped a bomb on a village near the Nigerian border. The chairman of Nigeria's Election Commission sought to assure lawmakers Wednesday the once-delayed national elections will go forward as scheduled March 28th. This is VOA News. The United States Wednesday said it is clear Russia and separatists in eastern Ukraine are not living up to the ceasefire agreement negotiated last week in Minsk, and warned this puts them at risk of greater costs. Jen Psaki is a U.S. State Department spokesperson.
We remain focused on supporting the implementation of this agreement. Obviously, if the separatist violence continues, if Russia and the separatists do not implement the agreement, if fighters and equipment continue to flow into Ukraine from Russia, more costs will be imposed, and there will certainly be a serious discussion within the international community.
But she insists that Minsk agreement is not dead. Pro-Russian separatists took Debaltseve, a strategic rail hub that links the separatist strongholds of Luhansk and Donetsk. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko ordered several thousand of his troops to pull out of town. The Ukrainian leader says from the first minute, Russian-backed rebels and Russian military forces did not keep to the ceasefire. He said Ukrainian forces were given an ultimatum in Debaltseve: surrender if you want to leave. Mr. Poroshenko's office reported late Wednesday his government is asking the United Nations to send a peacekeeping mission to his country. Greek Finance Minister Yanis Varoufakis said Wednesday he's optimistic Greece will receive an extension of up to 6 months of the current bailout package and avoid possible bankruptcy. The country has until the end of the month to pay back its European lenders or negotiate a new deal. Failure could mean default and exit from the eurozone. President Obama Wednesday urged civic and religious leaders around the world to unite in the fight against the, quote, false promises of extremism, and reject the notion that terrorist groups represent Islam.
Of course, the terrorists do not speak for over a billion Muslims who reject their hateful ideology. They no more represent Islam than any madman who kills innocents in the name of God represents Christianity or Judaism or Buddhism or Hinduism. No religion is responsible for terrorism. People are responsible for violence and terrorism.
Mr. Obama telling delegates at a three-day summit at the White House in Washington the fight against extremism could not be won with military might alone. He appealed to prominent Muslims to do more to distance themselves from brutal ideologies. The Gambia marked 50 years of independence Wednesday. President Yahya Jammeh, who has ruled the former British colony since seizing power in a military coup in 1994, launched 3 months of celebrations with a parade at the National Independence Stadium. The celebrations come amid accusations of growing rights abuses and follow a failed December 30 coup attempt. Zimbabwe's opposition is denouncing as obscene a lavish birthday party for longtime President Robert Mugabe, who turns 91 Saturday. The Movement for Democratic Change says the funds raised through public donations should instead be used to fix the impoverished country's infrastructure, including hospitals and schools. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.